This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Excessive heat warnings are being extended through parts of the United States, at least through midweek. The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend while dangerous heat hit the West and South. Phoenix, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Utah reached new daily highs on Saturday. Other states that saw triple digits include California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today, but he is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to rush to his judicial overhaul plan. In a statement, Biden noted he's concerned about the law that would limit the power of Israeli Supreme Court and its potential implications. Tens of thousands of protesters, both for and against reform, have taken to the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv for months. Netanyahu was recovering in a hospital Sunday after an emergency heart procedure, but he said he plans to be at the Knesset today for the scheduled vote. The House Oversight Committee will be meeting Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern to discuss, because I said so, examining the science and impact of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. A new TikTok trend is encouraging readers to eat borax to stay healthy.
Adding a pinch of 20 Mulesine borax to water can help relieve joint pain. Many of these same TikTok videos claim that taking a bath while soaking in borax helps detoxify the body. Doctors say consuming borax can cause blue-green vomit or diarrhea and can eventually lead to anemia and seizures. Soaking in borax can lead to rashes, according to doctors. Borax is found in laundry detergent and is also packaged on its own as a cleaning product. The main ingredient in borax is also used to exterminate insects, such as ants and cockroaches. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The concrete roof of a school gymnasium collapsed in China's Shichihar City, killing 11 people, state media reported today, with many of the victims believed to be young female volleyball players. Authorities in the region, talking with their media, say illegal stacking of materials on the roof may have caused it to cave in. The Twitter bird is about to join the pterodactyl and go extinct. Elon Musk said in a series of tweets late Saturday night that he was going to change the brand of the social platform to be an X sharing an animated GIF of a stylized X against a stark black background. He said, quote, "If a good enough X logo is posted tonight, we'll make it go live worldwide tomorrow." He also added, "Soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." Moviegoers are choosing a doll or a nuclear bomb.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Millions went to see Barbie, the Greta Gerwig film about the iconic doll, pulled in $155 million for its opening weekend. It set a record as the best start ever for a female director. The other half of the summer blockbuster debuts, Oppenheimer, didn't disappoint with $80 million, blasting past the $50 million projections. When you add in receipts from around the world, these two movies combine for more than $500 million. I'm Jerry Barnash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Those are foundational principles that were written and included in our U.S. Constitution. Now, we've been dumbed down to such a degree, and we have politicians, including a former president, that would want us to believe that, you know, the Constitution isn't relevant. Well, of course, you know, you eliminate its relevancy and take it out altogether, then you can do as you darn well please. Well, how do you like them now? Because this is the America that we live in. By the way, I do want to call your attention to what a lot of people are talking about, and that is Sound of Freedom. I mean, the box office numbers are incredible. We're going to get in more detail a little bit later on. And I got Pastor Phil Hotzenfiller with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, I want to bring you on here real quick just to read something else before we get into some heavy stuff. So how you doing?
Great, Bill. Good morning to you and good morning to everyone listening.
Well, I wanted to share with you, according to one report, it is the global nightmare of child sex trafficking that has become a giant industry because rich and powerful people protect, promote, aid, and abet it. That's the bottom line. I mean, we've been saying on this show is that, you know, America has become the number one country in sex trafficking because we're the consumers of it. And it's like one of those things that nobody wants to talk about. But, you know, this is the responsibility is on our shoulders. I mean, this is becoming the woof and warp of America today. And then, you know, many of us are outraged because of what's happening with the education system, how they want to groom our kids and all the other influences that are targeted toward our children. And is it any wonder? I mean, from abortion to, you know, robbing our kids' innocence with sex transformations and transitioning and without parents knowing. I mean, this is absolute madness, Phil.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The inmates are running the prison right now. And the thing that happened with this film, which I think is so amazing, you've alluded to it here, is that a film that had a budget of like $14.5 million has now grossed $124 million. So that means there's a lot of people that have seen this. That means that, you know, you get enough people educated on what's really happening, I think you can change the current. And I think that's what we need to be encouraged by. Gibson's already said he's coming out with his next one exposing, you know, pedophilia in Hollywood. So, you know, the game on. There's a lot of stuff getting ready to open up here, I think, the eyes of the American people.
Well, you know, they talk about Hollywood. This has been going on for ages. I mean, how many young actors have committed suicide? and they pointed to the pedophilia that was running rampant throughout Hollywood. Now, this is going back for decades, Phil. And it was all just kind of brushed under the carpet. It was ignored. But, you know, it has become so pervasive. It's in the halls of our government. You know, and the fact of the matter is it's become, you know, so pervasive that it's even in the pews on Sunday churches. And, you know, we just have to, we have to trust God, that God loves us. You know, he loves us so much that he is faithful and wants to forgive our sins. But we've got to have that come to Jesus moment and reconcile ourselves to God to realize, man, we're doing this. I mean, and we're, you know, we might as well be, sex trafficking our very own kids. You know, right now we look at it and we go, oh, well, that's somebody else's kids, or that's somebody from, you know, on the other side of the border, or you know, the irrelevancy of it, you know, somehow justifying this malbehavior. This is extremely dangerous on many levels. It's kind of like I was talking with, you know, with Adam Andrzejewski and even with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. I said, the problem is where we are right now is we fear the government more than we fear God, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for good reason we fear the government right now, because we've really got a DOJ and an FBI that seems to be working in collusion with a president that is making arbitrary and radical kind of steps to change America. And mm-hmm. when you don't have the confidence of two organizations like that, right. It really does give you reason to fear. When you see what's happened to J6 people and how it seems like there's not due process or, you know, expeditionary movement toward trial, I mean, mm-hmm. I think we've got to realize that, you know, if you have this view that America's lily white, you need to get over it right now and mm-hmm. realize that we're in the battle of our life right now.
We really are. I mean, at all levels. You know, I even shared with the audience a moment ago. I mean, I talk, you know, with people overseas, Phil, you know, in other countries, and their perception of America is amazing. It's heartbreaking to me. And I go, man, I go, do you realize how much money we've sent to your country, and this is the way you feel about America? And the fact of the matter is that Americans are being misrepresented by our government operations, whether it's the CIA or the military, and things that the way they're conducting, you know, whether you want to call it wars or insurgencies, regime changes, all this stuff. I mean, this does not fare well for the, you know, the city on a hill that is supposed to be shining a light for freedom, truth, and justice in the American way. You know, we're misrepresented, and I don't blame these people for having that kind of sense, because they see, you know, what America, you know, through our institutions, through our military forces and our intelligence agencies, what they're doing. They become a force for evil more so than good, sadly, is what I'm seeing. And I get it, because that's what they see. They're dealing with it at the ground level, Phil, the results of it.
Well, and you know, I was, we were in Greece, Italy and Spain, and we had comments from cab drivers in all three of them that they had been to America, but they would never want to go back because of what's happened. So that kind of allurement and charm, has been wiped away. And right. It's pretty clear that they see America, they see a different America, and we're living it, we see it, but they see it yeah. just from, you know, from the outside.
Exactly. Well, it's like many of us. How many of us, you know, love to go to New York, and we're reluctant to go to New York or Chicago, even Los Angeles anymore. San Francisco. San Francisco, you know, where Tony Bennett left his heart. You know, and I you know, it's just sad what's happening. But see, this is a disease that has permeated our culture and our country. And really, it is a call for the people of God, Phil, because that's where change has always happened historically. Has it not been from the people of God?
Yeah. And I think we need to remember that we do still have capacity to change. And if your approach is to give up, throw up your hands, just say, I don't know what I'm going to do, it's too late, then you're not going to make any changes at all.
That's right. Well, fine. Yeah, fine for you, but what about your kids and your grandkids? And yeah, exactly. And how dare you? What country did you walk into when you became an adult? I mean, there's no doubt that this has really gone down quick in the last 20 years. But, you know, Philly, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have any, well, we had inklings of it, but not to this degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I can tell you, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't have any men dressed as nuns coming in and teaching us catechism. Just
that's
saying.
True.
Got to go to break. More from Phil Hotzenfeller after this.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. I get that. Okay. Hey, but it's for you. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to just be boring here and just kind of, oh, well, it's good. You know, we love the Biden administration. They're just doing great by everybody. I mean, we've never had it so good, right? Shirley, I jest. I know, and don't call you Shirley. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, speaking of the Biden family, their criminal syndicate here is, wow, so clear and obvious. No wonder they're in a full-blown panic, and they can't indict Donald Trump enough or misdirect enough, because it's always something with them. And if not, it's maybe another white bag of powder that they're going to blow up that they don't know where it came from in one of the highest, most secured areas of the country. You know, they've got film projects. They got cameras all over the place. They know exactly what you and I are doing, but nobody's watching Hunter. I guess maybe the good news is because he shocked them so much with what he revealed on his laptop is nobody wants that job. Nobody wants to babysit this kid anymore.
Well, yeah, and you know, I think here's the interesting thing. What's the long play on this? Because, you know, just like Senator Grassley, you know, released this FBI form with all the details of the criminal scheme, but let's look at the bigger picture. Bigger picture's got to be there's a lot of people, even liberal press now, who's really throwing Biden under the bus. So if you look at big picture's got to be, look, we knew that we could only play this guy so long. We really got to impeach him. He's got to resign. He's got to fire, you know, Kamala Harris. Right. If he fires Kamala Harris, he can bring his own VP in, then he can resign or be impeached, and we can have basically a president, you know, like let's say a guy like Newsom, God forbid, and in office going into now an election. And at the same time, what we do is we time everything right so that Trump actually does jail time, and he's in jail during that whole campaign season and into the election. So if I'm thinking of the worst scheme, this is the scheme I'm thinking. Because I think there's a long play here. I mean, look, the obvious is obvious on Hunter. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. But the real question is, how are you playing us with this narrative?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, I had to do a hit for a network in Australia, of all places, and they were talking about, you know, about the Democrats acquiescing and letting go of Biden so easily. And I said, you got to understand, no, I mean, they're not going to do it without a backup plan. They're not going to forsake the power and control that they've been scrambling for all these decades. And they've had a chokehold on the American people. They cannot operate outside of having, you know, full control. But I see what's happening, Phil, like what happened in, you know, in Brazil with Bolsonaro there. I mean, he's banned from politics for 8 years. And when you read what happened there in Brazil, it parallels in so many ways what's happening here in America. And it's just because Brazil is Brazil, they can get away with a little bit more. But it is amazing still, you know, they're changing the laws and the rules to do everything they can to hamstring Trump and anybody on, you know, on a conservative or Republican side. And this is what that part of, you know, this part of the American, I hate to do the us against them stuff, but we cannot tolerate this to happen because, as Donald Trump said, I mean, he's holding the government back against us because they're after him. And if he goes down, Phil, I mean, forget it. You think the pressure that they put on churches during COVID, I mean, everything down the line, you know, the government now has got their thought police institution that's coming about, you know, even though it's already been said it's against the Constitution, doesn't care. Joe Biden, I mean, the way they operate, they're not even asking for forgiveness anymore. They're just obliterating the Constitution going forward, and heaven help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, we are definitely, to me, it's a color revolution. It's what's happened, what honestly, yeah. CIA has done around the world for years.
Exactly.
Is create the right crisis, flip the scenario, take away so much, and you give a little bit back, and you feel like you're winning. But you're not winning at all because you went back two steps, and you only went forward one. And this is the play. I think this is the play that's happening. And there's a lot of things on the board right now that, quite honestly, all of us should be really concerned about. The least of which is digital currency that's coming. A lot of people are, you know, they're all in arms about BRICS and what this means, but there's no threat there. The real threat is internally, you know, programmable currency by our own government. This is the frightening thing.
Phil, you said something yesterday, and boy, it came screaming at me, and that is that we're in a season where we have to learn to do harder better. Because there are hard times facing us, and that if we're already in the fetal position at this point, I mean, it's almost like, wait a minute, you haven't seen anything yet. You know, we see glimpses of it, but understand, I mean, we're talking, what we could be heading into is, you know, COVID on steroids. I mean, the government has already assigned an individual to handle, you know, the pandemic. Okay, they're already talking. Okay, we've got a pandemic czar. We're out of a pandemic, but we got a pandemic czar coming in. And meanwhile, in the back rooms, the Biden administration is negotiating with the United Nations and the WHO, WHO specifically, to put them in charge of handling any future pandemics. So everything is going to be a pandemic going future, and they're going to have full control. And, you know, and we should be okay with that, because as you'll recall, in during the 2.5 years of COVID, the WHO was 100% right on everything. They were exactly right, and they gave us such awesome leadership that we should scramble and fall under and surrender our sovereignty to the WHO, right? Surely a joke, but go ahead.
Here we go. You know, if the agency has three letters in it, it's probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
DOJ, yeah. FBI, WHO. It's almost like if they got three letters, you need to run, because they're probably corrupt.
Yeah. Well, it's like leaven, Phil. The leaven has permeated all these institutions. It's spread because, you know, it really, there's no question it was going on before Barack Obama. Barack Obama established an infrastructure to promote this even further. See, people don't even understand the nuance. And when Barack Obama talked about the fundamental transformation, you had no idea. And what he left behind. And this is why Donald Trump was clobbered on and even with all the damage and what Barack Obama had institutionalized, you know, Trump still managed to have probably one of the most successful presidencies in the modern history of this country.
Right. Yep. Yep. And I think that's the other thing we have to think about. You know, somebody said, well, I wonder who's really running the government with Biden in control. Well, let's ask the bigger question. How much has a president really run the country in the past?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that, but my guess is that there's always been, you know, strings behind the president that are pulling things and moving things in a direction. Trump might be the exception to that whole rule, but I think in recent history, you know, how much was behind the scenes with Clinton? How much was behind the scenes with Obama or Bush or any of the others?
Mm-hmm.
And I always think this is not conspiracy. This is just reality, that there's always mm-hmm. been power players behind the scenes in every government that are making things happen.
Just exactly.
That's just true.
Yeah, follow the money.
Yeah, and a piece of that, Bill, is the demonic forces behind the scenes that are just edging things in direction, sometimes creating diversions. The presidents are creating diversions for what the demonic spirits are doing. So you've got a lot of plates spinning on this platform.
Well, this is why we have to realize that we must fear God more than man. And we must come running back to God, because this stuff is out of our capacity, Phil. It was never really in our capacity to begin with. We just fooled ourselves into thinking so. But whether it's the children of Israel or other nations, you know, since in the history of man, they found out the hard way that gravity still exists, that God is still in charge, right?
Amen. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Phil Hotzenpiller, he's the president and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Take care, buddy. God bless.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
USA News Update. Excessive heat warnings are being extended through parts of the United States, at least through midweek. The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend, while dangerous heat hit the West and South. Other states that saw triple digits include California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today, but he is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to rush to his judicial overhaul plan. In a statement, Biden noted he's concerned about the law that would limit the power of Israeli Supreme Court and its potential implications. Tens of thousands of protesters, both for and against reform, have taken to the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv for months. Netanyahu was recovering in a hospital Sunday after an emergency heart procedure, but he said he plans to be at the Knesset today for the scheduled vote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining up with Dave Cooper in just a moment. He's Walgreens Regional Vice President for the Greater Metropolitan New York Region, where it's hot, hot, hot. And we're going to be talking about saving money. It's My W Days. It's a week-long shopping event where the healthcare retailer is offering My Walgreens members the highest Walgreens cash rewards earning opportunity ever. So we're excited to talk about that. But I think what Phil Hotzenpiller was pointing out is clear. And again, we're reminded, who are you going to fear? Are you going to fear government? Are you going to fear God? If you're government, yes, they're doing everything they can to corral us. You know, just like they did in January 6th, like they've done time and time again, even with the election, they corralled us to get us to think what they wanted us to think. And then we find out later on, well, what they used in order to get us to think what it was they wanted us to think, they used the FBI. They used social media. They used all these influential agencies in order to control us, to mind melt us, right? And this is why we are where we are today. We're at each other's throats. And we've abandoned. They've caused us to abandon what unites us. What unites us is this country, is the potential of this great country. I have faith in the American people. 340 million people, I have faith in you. I believe that God created you in his image, that we are designed, even for this time, for greater things, and we can overcome this. But the only way that we can do this is together. And our being united just scares the holy what have you of these forces that want to control and have it their way. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, everyone is feeling the strain of higher inflation and interest rates, lower tax refunds, and an uncertain economic outlook, leaving consumers looking for additional value when they shop. And Walgreens is doing just that with My W Days. It's a week-long shopping event where the healthcare retailer is offering My Walgreens members the highest Walgreens cash reward earning opportunities to date. Here to tell us more about it is Walgreens Regional Vice President for the Greater Metropolitan New York Region, Dave Cooper. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, what a great idea. And when it's needed most, you know, that Walgreens would do this for their local communities like this.
Absolutely. That's why we did it. So it's our first ever My W Days. We're hoping it's a huge event. It's our opportunity to celebrate our customers, thank my Walgreens members with more values and rewards than ever, as you mentioned. And it all kicks off this week, so Sunday the 23rd through Saturday the 29th, and it'll be available in-store, online, or on the Walgreens app, so really trying to make it convenient for your listeners.
So they, as you say, can earn unprecedented bonus offers, personalized deals, Walgreens cash rewards across the entire... Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be party time at Walgreens, huh?
It is absolutely party time. So yeah. As a reminder, to participate, they'll need to be my Walgreens members to take advantage of the deals and rewards. But if you're not a current member, it's free to join. So it's really seamless to join. Your listeners can definitely learn more on walgreens.com/mywdays, but they'll have the opportunity to really lock in over $100 worth of cash rewards available throughout the store with both weekly and daily deals that they can unlock. It's really exciting.
So they can register there at walgreens.com or in-store. What's the best way, Dave?
Yeah, so I think it's, again, what's most convenient for them. So if you're in the store, you punch in your phone number and you can take advantage of the deals. And if you're online or on the Walgreens app, you know, you sign in and it'll immediately link to those sales. I will add, though, that they can start clipping coupons as early as tomorrow for this My W Day offer. And they can also clip coupons. I always tell my wife whenever she shops at Walgreens, she should be clipping coupons. Just scan the items you're buying and there's savings all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the coupons both in in magazine or paper form, as well as in data, and where they can download it on their iPhones and that?
Yeah, so it's not in paper form. There's signs that show you all the savings in the stores, or if they're on the app, or say they can just they can just clip any coupon that they want. But, you know, this is so big because there's weekly deals that they can combine with daily deals. So to give you an example, all week long, there's 25% back on all purchases. All week long, they can earn $20 and take advantage of 3+ offers of the week. But then they can combine that with daily deals. So, for example, on Thursday, the 27th, there's a beauty and personal care deal where they can earn $20 cash rewards when they spend $45 on beauty and personal care. So I'm going to the beach with my family next week, and I'm going to be loading up on some suntan lotion that day.
Right, exactly. So when you say cash rewards, is it, it's not right out of the register or something, but it's, assigned to their account number?
Absolutely. So when they purchase items that have cash rewards, it'll actually load credit or cash rewards credit cash onto their account. So the next time they shop, they can hopefully shop and save.
Right, exactly. Well, and as you say, all these will accumulate throughout the entire week of my W Days, right?
Yeah, so it's a week worth of offers, exclusive daily deals, and more than $100 cash reward offers available across the entire store. So, and the rewards will be available from 1 year of the date earned, so it will sit in their account until they use it for up to a year. It's really great. They're going to be able to combine multiple deals and just save a ton of money. To learn more, again, walgreens.com/mywdays. It outlines all the daily deals they can unlock, all the weekly deals. And, again, don't forget to clip and save, not only for my W Days, but every time you shop at Walgreens, there's an opportunity to save.
Exactly. We're talking with Dave Cooper, Walgreens Regional Vice President, about My W Days. What an event. I got to imagine, Dave, the team there at Walgreens is excited, you know, from coast to coast to be participating in something. Because this is unheard of. I don't think there's been another retailer ever that's done anything like this.
We have never done anything like it. We knew there's some challenges out there with inflation, and we want to let our customers know that we appreciate them. We want to celebrate them. So, you know, again, there's daily rewards where there's personalized rewards on Sunday where they can earn 20% rewards on their most shopped category. On Tuesday, they can earn $10 rewards when they spend $20 on groceries. On Thursday, I mentioned the beauty and personal care award. On Saturday, they can do deeper bonus rewards in addition to the 25% weekly. They get an extra 10% on all purchases. It's a really cool event. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, I bet. This is going to be awesome because, you know, in order to have something like this, Dave, because some people, you know, are not familiar with retail, I understand. I mean, you've got your suppliers all participating in this in order to make these, these kind of discounts and this kind of rewards available. So everybody associated with Walgreens is, they're on the team and participating in this awesome event, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We couldn't pull this off without our partners. They want the same thing that we do. We have diverse partners out there, and they're looking to save our customers money as well. They understand. It's just a great opportunity. Again, more than $100 Walgreens Cash Awards available across the entire store. Again, it starts Sunday the 23rd. It runs all the way through the 29th. Walgreens.com/MyWDays. MyWDays. And, we hope to see your listeners in stores, on Walgreens.com, on our award-winning app, wherever it is most convenient for them. What a great opportunity to save money.
Yeah, without a doubt, we're going to spread the word. You better believe it. Dave Cooper, Walgreens Regional Vice President, about My W Days. As we wrap things up, Dave, one final reminder of where they can go for more information. And if they are not already registered, what can they do?
I would advise customers to learn more about My W Days by going to walgreens.com/MyWDays. Thank you, and I think you'll see there's this huge savings. Awesome.
Absolutely. You're awesome, Dave Cooper. Thank you for sharing the great news. And we'll see you at Walgreens. You got it. Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is said the global nightmare of child sex trafficking has become a giant industry because rich and powerful people protect, promote, aid, and abet it. That's the sad part of it. And I'll tell you, hearts are becoming more and more heavy as more and more people are going to the theaters and watching The Sound of Freedom. I know we keep talking about this, and the reason that we do is because Adam Holtz, I got to tell you, I still talk to people. They've heard of The Sound of Freedom, but they haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And the thing is that so amazing, and you know, you and I have been around this business for a long time, and so we see what generally happens after the rollout of a movie is that it decreases in attendance. It doesn't increase. Well, right. For 3 weeks in a row, Sound of Freedom has increased. This is incredible. I mean, this is not supposed to happen. And I got to imagine the people in Hollywood are going, what's happening with this movie? I mean, here's a movie that cost, less than $15 million to make. They're now, at about $125 million in box office receipts?
No, that's what they crossed this weekend. And as you said, you know, when we talk about movie metrics, if you will, a good hold, that means, you know, the percentage decrease from weekend to weekend. If something decreases 40%, that's blockbuster outstanding. 50% is middle of the road. Most of Marvel and Disney stuff lately has been in the 55 to 70% drop zone. Mm-hmm. And that's disaster territory. So you want to be north of 50%, but to increase your box office week over week, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's an example where it has happened, but it's a unicorn. I mean, it doesn't happen. This is not just unusual or lucky or, oh, it's doing pretty well. This is in – Sound of Freedom is in a category of one. I mean, I don't even think Avatar's holds, you know, when it was doing – or Titanic. I mean, you think about the movies that played – for months and months and months and months, they didn't even do what we're seeing with Sound of Freedom. And the buzz, as you said, is not stopping, and there are people who haven't seen it. Like, it feels like it is still building momentum. And as you said at the outset, this is a movie about child sexual trafficking and a true story of one determined man's absolute commitment to rescuing not only a little boy, but a little girl who has been trafficked to the heart of Colombia in the drug area there. And obviously he's played by Jim Caviezel. Probably most folks know that by now, but if, you know, if you're late to the party, there's still time to go see this thing. And as you said, it's blowing Hollywood's mind. They have no idea what to do with it.
Well, and the thing is, it's also affecting the minds of the American people, and particularly the faithful. And that is, as we've been saying on this show, is that we need to realize that America does not become the number one sex trafficking nation on the planet without our own interest in consumption of said product.
That's right.
And this is a time for people to understand, I believe, that this is a huge warning in a sense. I mean, but for Jesus himself coming from the sky and pronouncing that my children are not for sale, you know, that, you know, you have got to heed the warning of this and understand that no matter what your level of involvement is, as God's heart and love is bigger than your sin. All right.
Yep.
And so I put that out there. We're not talking about this to point fingers. It's to say this is the reality and look what's happening. I mean, we are participating in a culture that has killed over 100 million babies. And that's not enough that we kill the babies, right? Now we've got to groom them. Now we've got to train them so that they become tools of the consortium here, and being, you know, indoctrinated by men dressed in women's clothes for drag queen story hour and think that that's some sort of cultural celebration and accomplishment. No, this is madness. This is absolutely sick. And so the disease that we have in this country has permeated, you know, us to such a degree that this is what's happening. The manifestation of sex. We're talking grown men having sex with 7-year-old girls. It's sick. Okay? And we're talking, you know, women with boys and men with boys. I mean, this is grievous, and it should be for anybody here in this country that we're supposed to be the light on a shining hill.
Yeah.
And I pray that God would not turn the light out. It's dimming, but we have an opportunity here, and that is we can heed this warning and do something about it and do like the nation of Nineveh. You know, let's all bury ourselves in sackcloth and ask for God's forgiveness. You know, and to the point that we even put sackcloth on animals, on goldfish, whatever it is, whatever it takes to demonstrate to God that we're serious about our sin. We're serious about turning from our evil ways and humbling ourselves and praying to him and asking for forgiveness. Because this does not, Adam, if we don't do anything, it doesn't get better from here. It only gets worse, if you can imagine worse.
It only gets worse. It only gets worse. And I think your exhortation, your call to prayer and humbling ourselves is the right one. Because I think it's going to take an act of God and a movement of God. I think movies like Sound of Freedom and how well it's been received, they're data points that give me hope that all is not lost, that there are people who are paying attention, that there are people who want to engage with the truth, and that want to respond to it. And
exactly.
I think, as you and I have talked about in previous weeks, the thing that I love maybe most about Sound of Freedom is it really demonstrates that one person can make a life-changing and even life-saving difference in the lives of others. So most of us are not going to fly to Colombia to rescue a little girl who has been, you know, essentially kidnapped and forced into a life of sexual slavery.
And in the depths of Colombia, where he had to go. I mean, this is about as dangerous as you can get. You talk about going into the devil's den, where he had to go. I mean, you're checking in your life and your future. As soon as you start going down that river, you're done.
Yep.
Right?
But while most of us won't probably do that, Bill, all of us can look for opportunities to make a difference right where we're at, you know, whether that's a soup kitchen, whether it's a crisis pregnancy center, whether it's, you know, an organization that serves the homeless, or almost every city or town has some way, and you know, there are churches, obviously, too, who are participating in all of these ministries. There are ways that you can make a difference in someone's life, yeah. Someone who is in a place of vulnerability and need, and maybe your participation, and maybe your participation with other like-minded people makes the difference in turning their life around. I mean, I think that's exactly. The clarion call of this movie. And so the liberal criticism of it, I'm like, oh, man, get over yourself.
I know. It's amazing, huh? I mean, and it makes you wonder. It's like, wait a minute. It's like you want to promote more of this stuff? I mean, you can't see the seriousness. You can't see the kids are going on. And, of course, the next thing that we're looking at is finally an exposure of what's happened in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, Mel Gibson says he's going to do a movie based on pedophilia that's been running rampant for decades. I mean, look at how many suicides have happened for young kids there in Hollywood because they were involved with sexual sex trafficking, because you get these young kids that want to be stars and they'll do anything.
Right. Right.
They'll do anything.
That's the parallel story to the Me Too movement, which has gotten lots of press, is not only are women being preyed upon and have been systematically, but how much worse is what has happened to those kids? I mean, every time I see some young child star in Hollywood, I think, well, you know, there aren't very many of them that make it out the other side with lives that are intact and healthy and good.
Exactly.
And those that do, typically, at some point, get out of the industry. You know, I think about a singer like Debbie Gibson in the 80s. She had a moment, and then she got out, right?
Yeah, right.
And that's the only way out for most of them, because the system, it turns them up, it consumes them, it brainwashes them, and it spits them out.
Exactly.
And what do you end up with?
It's almost like they might have gone to prison. It's just like going to prison.
Right.
I mean, you've lost all freedoms, all control, and if you want to survive, then you're going to pay the price. And you're going to meet your daddy. I mean, because here it is. I mean, this is why all this stuff that's going on, I mean, you know, the Epstein, you know, and all the stuff that went on the island, and you know, political figures, royalty, all these that were involved. See, all this is still in darkness. But God says the truth will be revealed. He's going to flash the light on this, and I think we're real close, and I think this is why they're freaking out, is that when you hear, you know, the ladies from The View and other, I mean, people that have influence, that they're in a position of influence, and what they're doing, it's like, wait a minute, don't you really, you're complicit with this. I mean, you are coming alongside, in a sense, endorsing and protecting this.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right, Bill. And I love that this thing is forcing people to look at the problem.
Well, as Adam says, there are things that we can do. But the most important thing you can do, and I trust that God has a plan, is you turn to God. Turn to God first, and then He'll give you marching orders. And if it's Colombia that you must go to, or Honduras, or whatever, then God will make that way and make that happen. If it's for you to convert your families or be the difference in your community or your church, then God will make that possible as well. But that's the first move. The first move is toward God. And then everything will start falling into place. That's been my experience, Adam Holtz. I don't know about you.
No, that's right.
Exactly.
We act in obedience, and we trust God day by day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 minutes.